At a press conference Friday, officials from Florida Tax Watch, the Florida Chamber of Commerce, and the Florida Retail Federation unveiled a study conducted by conservative economist Art Laffer. The study analyzes the benefits of the Marketplace Fairness Act, a law allowing states to collect tax on internet sales. Florida Tax Watch President Dominic Calabro says the study predicts job growth.
In the final analysis of their report, there's about 107,000 additional jobs that should be created in Florida by 2022, little less than 10 years from now.
The study also predicts an increase in state revenue of nearly $3.5 billion a year. James Sutton, a Tampa attorney and CPA, says the legislation would address an important problem, but for small businesses, the cure would be worse than the disease.
A million-dollar sales company might be generating $70,000 worth of tax around the country, that they would have more administrative payroll expense keeping up with this tax than is actually paid to the states in tax.
Sutton says the administrative burden of filing tax forms with up to 45 different states on a monthly basis would push companies out of the market rather than fostering growth. The Marketplace Fairness Act still must pass the U.S. House of Representatives. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.